Wimbledon podcast with Sky Sports' Nick Lester.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along. Good morning. And you're listening to the Wimbledon podcast with Sky Sports commentator Nick Lester. It's Dave Kellner here in the studio, ready to look ahead to the men's Wimbledon final. Roger Federer taking on Novak Djokovic in what should be an absolute cracker. First of all, good morning to Nick Lester. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Dave. Looking forward to this a lot, I have to say.
Let's have a look at the men's final. Novak Djokovic taking on Roger Federer. Djokovic is 4-7 here with William Hill. Roger Federer in the betting at 11-8. Obviously, their head-to-head history is storied, and they last played at Wimbledon back in 2012 with Roger Federer coming out on top in four sets in the semi-final back in 2012. Novak Djokovic came through his matchup with Grigor Dimitrov in four sets, and Roger Federer reached the final, beating Milos Raonic in straight sets. And that was a comprehensive victory for Federer, never really troubled by Milos Raonic yesterday.
Yeah, hold my hands up there. I have to say I got that wrong. I certainly thought Raonic would be able to use the serve. But it all started with a bad first game, didn't it? He threw in a double fault, a couple of errors, a shaky first game. And having been broken only twice at the tournament, he lost his serve in the first game. Federer was able to sit on him. I thought the slice backhand was very effective yesterday. And again, you know, Federer's so smart. When he came in yesterday, he asked questions of Raonic. Raonic, who suddenly hadn't really played a guy who was coming at him, suddenly had targets to aim at under pressure with Federer rushing the net, and he didn't have the answer. And I have to say, it was probably one of the more one-sided semi-finals that I've seen at Wimbledon in recent times. I was disappointed by Raonic yesterday, and I think he'll be disappointed in himself, to be honest. But again, Federer's been brilliant this tournament. I have been on the record of saying I don't think he'll win another major, so that could well make me look a little foolish. But again, you know, we've all done that, haven't we? We've all been there last year. We all thought he was finished. We all thought it was over. And more fool us in many ways. For me, he's been the best player at this tournament, Dave. I think he's looked fresh. Edberg's definitely brought a bit of zest and a bit of energy there. Perhaps wasn't there 12 months ago. Listen, let's be honest about it. The game's not changed a great deal, but he is coming in a little more. He is being more bold and brave. But now it's the ultimate test. This is the offense against the defense, as I thought it might be in the final. And now we've got a real stern test of just how well Federer's playing.
Testament to Federer's brilliance, isn't it really, Nick, that he's still bang there at his age. And he admittedly has lost maybe half a step, as you alluded to there. But he never looks flustered out on court. And we are watching one of, if not the greatest player to ever have played the game out there on centre court tomorrow afternoon. And it should be spectacular.
Yeah, and he's what he's done for the game is, you know, you can't add it up. It's just extraordinary. And he's, as you say, been probably one of the most graceful players. He's also been one of the most respectful players. I think what he's brought put back into the game is quite extraordinary, the amount of people he's touched with his game, with his aesthetically pleasing game. And you know what? When you look back on it again, you look back at the clay court season, this was only about Wimbledon for Federer. He came off court at the French Open having lost to Gorbis and said, I've forgotten this already, I'm looking forward to Wimbledon. This is the one, is the one of the year that he targets, he wants. And as I say, for me, there's not going to be a lot in it tomorrow. It's going to be about who plays better on the day. The question for me tomorrow, Dave, is going to be how brave is Federer going to be? Is he going to continue to come in against someone who has the ability to pass you and ask you questions at the net that probably we haven't seen for a long time, Andy Murray aside?
Novak Djokovic standing in Roger Federer's way, going for a record 8th Wimbledon crown on Sunday afternoon. Djokovic came through against Grigor Dimitrov in his semi-final in four sets. It's a weird semi-final in a lot of ways, Nick, because the court seemed very, very slippery, and it troubled both players out there.
Well, it's dry, isn't it? I mean, it's simple as that. It's been a dry 10 days or so, pretty much, apart from last Saturday. So it's been dry. And you've got to understand that both guys are probably moving as well as anyone. They're sliding around. They're happy to do that. These guys athletically are the best the game's ever seen. You know, it gets better and better. Dimitrov's come on to the scene. And as I said to you many times before, I think he's as an athlete, he's probably one of the very best we've got in the game. You know, he's able to match Djokovic and Murray and Monfils and those sorts of guys. So I wasn't really surprised about that. I don't think a lot was made of that. That's just the way it is. They throw themselves around. That's their game styles. This is huge for Djokovic. You know, this is absolutely huge. He's lost five of his last six major finals, Dave. This is painful. It's hurting, and it's becoming an issue as well. And this is what makes tomorrow so incredibly fascinating, because he does not want to lose another one. And I tell you what, if he does, you do fear for Team Becker and all that he's brought on board, because Boris Becker was brought on this year to win majors, Dave, and it hasn't happened. And this is what is hurting Djokovic right now. For me, I think it's win or bust for Djokovic tomorrow. I really do. I think for the group and the camp around him, that's why I'm just tipping him tomorrow. I quite fancy him. I think he knows the seriousness of the situation here. Yes, you can argue Federer probably feels he may as well be in a similar situation. But for me, Djokovic has lost too many lately, and I think it's going to change. I really do. I don't think he's played great tennis here. I didn't think he played well against Cilic particularly. I didn't think he played well yesterday particularly either against Dimitrov. I thought there were times when he checked out. You know what? When he really needed to play well, he did. And when he stepped up against Cilic in the fifth, he was able just to not miss. He went into that no-miss mode from the back of the court, and that's going to be the test tomorrow. It's 18-16, the head-to-head, as you know, in favor of Federer. Forget the last meeting in Monte Carlo. I was there that year. That was this year. That was a waste of time because Djokovic was injured. They played in Indian Wells. That probably could be the most significant of their last meetings, and Djokovic just snuck it through 7-6 in the third. Could be five sets. I'm going five. It could well be long. But I'm sneaking with Djokovic just because I think he needs it more.
And Novak Djokovic to win in five sets in the betting at 5-1 here with William Hill. Djokovic 4-7 to win that final. Roger Federer in the betting at 11-8. Should be an absolute cracker out on centre court on Sunday afternoon. Nick, make sure you enjoy it. We might not get to see Federer out on centre court much longer. It should be a pleasure on Sunday afternoon.
Couldn't agree with you more. Couldn't agree with you. You've got to enjoy every match this guy plays, because, as you say, he's just been an absolute wonderful ambassador for the game. And you know what? I'm not sure he's going away anytime soon. We'll see. If we're still chatting about him next year, then hopefully we will be.
And I thought earlier on in the week we were going to see a changing of the guard with Rajanic and Dimitrov coming through. But again, we've got two of the big four, the supposed big four in the final here. So it should be an absolute cracker. Looking forward
definitely.
To it.
And not to forget Nick Kyrgios as well. I think a quick word on him. He's been outstanding, Dave, and I'm looking forward to seeing him for the rest of the year as well.
Nick, thank you. And we'll catch up ahead of the next Slam, the US Open, which comes up in a few months' time.
Pleasure. Just put my flights this morning, actually, so looking forward to it.
Thank you, Nick. We'll
Cheers,
speak
Dave.
Soon.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you to Nick Lester for his preview of the Wimbledon finals, the women's final taking place on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Novak Djokovic versus Roger Federer. All the markets available via the William Hill website. And remember, if you want to check out any of William Hill's podcasts, go to williamhill.com/podcasts.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.